Line.
Hello, my name is Jordan, and I'm giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Yes, ma'am. We found someone that's able to come out to assist. They stated it would be $90 out of pocket if with paying with cash, or $95 if paying with card, because they would have to use special equipment, and the $100 coverage wouldn't cover it.
Now, wait a minute. Could you say that again, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. We've found someone that can come out. They stated that it would be an overage of $90 if paying with cash, or $95 if paying with card, because they stated that the $100 coverage wouldn't cover it, because they would have to use special equipment due to the condition of the vehicle.
No, I don't have any money. That's why I went and did this roadside assistance with my insurance. My insurance is supposed to cover everything.
They only cover $100. They don't cover the full towing.
Okay, then. Well, I don't know what company you call. It was King Boys that called me last night, yesterday. They're supposed to be coming, and they wasn't charging anything from my understanding.
Yes, that's the company that I called, and I called some other companies, but they didn't answer. But that's the one that I spoke with that gave me the out-of-pocket.
I'm not trying to get anything out-of-pocket, ma'am. That was the purpose of me putting it on my insurance. I don't have money in pocket.
Yes, ma'am. Because we...
So King Boys was the people they called. That I got the text from with King Boys. So that's who I thought they was calling back today, King Boys, to reschedule my thing from yesterday because they had to cancel due to the weather. So I need King Boys or something that's not out of my pocket, because that's the purpose of me adding on the roadside assistant when I went and added it on 3 days ago. I'm not trying to pay anything out of pocket. In that case, I could have just called a regular tow myself if I had the money to pay.
Yes, ma'am. That's the company. I called that company that was coming out on yesterday, and they were the ones that gave the out-of-pocket.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not dealing with anybody that's out-of-pocket expense. I need somebody that I don't have to pay. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Okay, because we can't guarantee that it wouldn't be an out-of-pocket expense due to them not, because your insurance company doesn't do, like, per mileage tow. They only cover a certain amount. So we can't guarantee that amount
will help cover King Boys, because it's not far from my house.
Yes, that's the company that gave the overage for the service. So it didn't cover for them because they have to use special equipment due to all of the tires being flat on the
You said King Boys is the company that gave the quote. Okay, is no other company that does that that would what towed or whatever, because I done had it towed out my yard with the flatbed, and they didn't use no special equipment. They just hooked my car up at the back tire and pulled it out the mud. They was going to put it on the flatbed, but they told me to see can I coast it out the yard myself since they got it out the mud. And it was no special equipment or anything that they used.
And when they came out to tow it, was the
yes, it was on. It was still on fourth flat, but it was in my yard, at my front door, in mud and stuff. And I had to call that tow man to come pull it out my yard, because I had to get it out the yard to put it on the street.
Okay, I can try to find someone else and. See what they would give a quote for.
Okay, because I don't have no money. That's why I went on and added it on my insurance, because my car is, I don't know what's going on with this car. I have problems with this car, and I can't be stuck nowhere, and I'm an amputee. That's the only reason I added it on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to some more service providers.
No, that's all. I gotta get my car down here.
Right now.
We'll try to find somebody to come take my tasks off of their self, and I try to get it down there some way. I ain't got no money like that.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful day, and I'll give you a call back.